Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now. Welcome to another edition of the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. I'm Mark Haywood, joined today by Kyle Alexander of Mach 1 Financial Group. Mach 1 Financial Group is, of course, serving you in Northwest Arkansas. We thank you for listening to the podcast, and of course, you can find past episodes online at mach-1financial.com. That's mach-1financial.com. And Kyle, I want to face reality with you today.
All right.
The realities of retirement planning are different now than they were even a decade ago. And so I just want to talk about some of the realities that affect how you need to plan.
Just glad you're not one of my teenagers, man. We'll get to that soon enough. Facing
reality. Right. So. Maybe that's a different type of reality that I'm not qualified to talk about on the radio.
Okay.
We'll stick to retirement planning here. But now, kind of going in that, talking about aging, one of these realities is people, in fact, are living longer, which is a good thing, of course. But that is a reality that we'll need to face.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I mean, I think, all the statistics bear this out. So just kind of given a historical perspective, you know, back in the 1930s, the average life expectancy was about 60 for a man and 64 for a woman. Today, if you're healthy and you're at age 65, you can probably expect to live another 25 years. In fact, 25% of us, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, will live till about 90. So that's pretty a unique situation in itself. And really, because people are living longer, they're also working longer than they used to, right? Because if your average life expectancy in the 1930s was, 60 for a man, you probably were going to work until you died or pretty close to it, or at least until you couldn't work anymore. And of course, jobs are much more physical and demanding back in that particular day. But today, there's a lot of different things. Even in moderate health, you can continue doing for many years to come. So again, don't feel like you have to retire at a certain age just because that's what your parents did, Times have changed, and obviously these statistics bear that out. So, lots of people are actually working well into their 70s. Some of them do that because they have to financially and for other reasons. And some do it because they just love their job and they love the people they work with, or perhaps they love the kind of excitement that their job brings to their everyday life. And they just can't imagine sitting on their haunches and doing nothing, or even pursuing a hobby that they just sort of like, And, even if you need to work, that doesn't mean that you have to do the same old job you've always done, It's never too late to learn something new, or even start a new career, or perhaps even turn that hobby into a revenue stream. Lots of people are great woodworkers, or maybe they enjoy making furniture, or there's a lot of things that people do that you can turn into a revenue stream, and then your hobby becomes your job. And a lot of people wait till retirement to pursue that angle, and it's not a bad idea. And honestly, I'm gonna be pretty direct here. Other people make great choices in life, and they make decisions that are kind of tough at the time, but when they do that, something remarkable happens. They take a risk. And people do this every day. I mean, they take risks and good things happen for them. And you can do that too in retirement, because you probably have a nest egg to fall back on. So don't hesitate. You can do it too. And I would also like to throw out there, because it's my job, right, that it's really important to work with an advisor to prepare to live a long time. If you do the planning now, so you don't run out of money before your clock runs out, so to speak, then it's really not that difficult. And the earlier you start, the more effective you'll probably be at this. And in most cases, with proper early planning, that ultimate outcome of running out of money before your clock stops, that can be avoided. And ultimately, that gives you the opportunity to pursue a hobby in retirement, and even one that doesn't even make money. So wouldn't that be pretty cool?
Oh, man. It's actually funny you should say that, Kyle. My parents are currently finding themselves in that situation. My dad is 72, and my mother, well, she's been 39 for many years now. But
So have I.
Yeah, exactly.
As the case may be.
Oh man, yes. Never divulge a woman's age, especially on the radio on a podcast. Okay. Here,
you're a smart son.
That's right. But my dad owned a local drugstore, and when it came time to quote unquote retire, he said, I'm just tired of the day in and day out and some of the minutia of it. And so he sold it to a woman who worked for him she'd worked for him for years, and now he works for her 2 or 3 days a week. And I asked him one time, I said, Dad, isn't that weird? And he said, no, it's perfect. I can work 2 or 3 days a week. I can go to ball games. I can keep up with my community work. And at the end of the day, when it's time to clock out, I leave all the drama at the store and I come home and flip on the ball game. And he's as happy as a clam doing that. And I think that just goes to your point that people are living longer and they're working longer, not necessarily because they have to, but because they want to. And we want we want people to find a place. We want you to find a place where you can see yourself enjoying your retirement, doing something that's meaningful to you. And that leads me to the next point, that retirement is now a very active stage of life.
Yeah, playing shuffleboard or sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair is certainly not a dream retirement for most people, and certainly not in today's world. I think retirement today probably involves things like volunteering. You just mentioned that with your parents, maybe for a favorite cause, or traveling and seeing, parts of the world that you've never had the chance to see. Perhaps it's developing a new skill or even helping your kids raise their kids. I mean, that's a joy for so many people in retirement, and it should be. And while being active is typically more fun, it can also be more expensive. So I think it's important to have a realistic income plan for retirement. And I would say that, the fact of the matter is healthcare costs, they're not going to go down. Cost of living and inflation generally go up over time. And the more active you are, the more money you're probably going to spend. Of course, the other side of that coin is your home is probably paid for by the time you reach retirement. Perhaps your cars are paid for, maybe your RV or truck or whatever. If all these things are paid off, even then, if you live into your 90s, it's probably going to require some maintenance along the way. Certainly the home and the car will require some maintenance, or maybe you want to get a new kitchen when you're 80 because the kitchen's 40 years old. There are things along those lines that cost money. So being prepared for that and planning for that makes a lot of sense. So with that, there's another piece of this puzzle. When you volunteer your time, typically that generally involves some money too. And ultimately, in any of the courses that you might take in retirement, planning today for the lifestyle that you want in retirement is easier the earlier you start. We said that before, and I'm going to say it again. Honestly, if you're a person in your 20s and you're listening and you have a goal in mind on what your retirement needs to look like, work towards that goal. And it's very likely that with the right advice, the proper investments, and the right planning, you're going to knock this out of the park. You're going to be able to do whatever you want in retirement unless something really crazy happens in the world. And even if you're getting ready to retire today and you haven't done a good job of planning, in most cases, even a difficult situation can at least be improved upon if you get the right advice and the right investment structure. And that's something that you might want to consider. And obviously, if you need help, call us. And we'll be glad to sit down and talk about your needs and provide a free consultation for the first time you walk in the door. It's no problem at all. We're happy to do it, and we do it all the time. And in a nutshell, I always say, you don't know what you don't know. And I'm guessing Yogi Berra said that, but I'm not really sure who to attribute that quote to, but it certainly sounds like Yogi Berra.
Well, you're right, Kyle. Yogi did certainly have some good wisdom. And, an interesting thing you talked about was starting young when you can so that you can plan for retirement years out and be able to do what you want to do when the time comes. And as you can probably tell by my voice, I'm a little younger. I'm in my 20s. And my first couple of years out of college, I worked for an organization overseas. And that's something that I've always said that I'd love to be able to go back and do. And so I think it'd be really cool to plan now to be able to do work like that when I'm older and don't have the typical 9-to-5 weighing me down, as it were.
That sounds like a great idea to me. I think you've got a plan in mind. And, my advice to you would be work your plan. And if you don't have a good advisor, seek one. I'd be glad to help you. You know that, right, Mark?
Yeah, that's right. Any good advisors around who I could call?
I bet you have a few that are.
Exactly.
You know, Mark, The other interesting point is the current investing environment for retirees is more challenging than it used to be. The stock market is more volatile than it's ever been. Interest rates are as low as they've ever been. If you're retired or even close to retirement, this probably isn't the best time in history to be investing without a plan and certainly without a good advisor. And you know, it really doesn't have to be that way. There are many effective retirement strategies that don't involve extreme risk to get a decent payback over time. Just recently, I had a new client the other day ask why other advisors don't try to mathematically mitigate loss while maximizing the upside potential of the market when the market is up. My answer is perhaps because those particular advisors are following the same rules of investing that advisors followed prior to 2008 when we experienced a Great Recession. Or perhaps, you know, maybe they haven't selected good money managers that use an investment philosophy that actually tries to balance risk of loss and capture as much upside as they can when the market is up. You know, these alternative portfolios and investment strategies, you know, they exist. You just need to find an advisor that has them. And if nothing else, you know, if you want to call us and ask us more about this particular thought stream, you know, we'll at least be able to give you a different perspective, perhaps, than one that you've received before, and it's certainly worth consideration.
Kyle, you're right. The situation today certainly is different than it was 10 years ago. Reality's different, and the current investing environment for retirees is more challenging. You're not getting the interest rates that you used to, and of course, you are always at risk to market volatility. We're in a stretch right now where the market's going up, 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 but you never know when it's going to take that turn, and that's why you want to be prepared, because I think you can experience that meaningful retirement we were talking about earlier. I think you can accomplish your retirement goals. I think you can serve in the community, work a part-time job. You can travel, spend more time with the grandkids. All those things are doable, but you have to have the proper plan in place. And that's why I would encourage you right now to give a call to Kyle Alexander and the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. That number to call is 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. Find out how you too can experience a meaningful retirement. Call that number, 479-876-2100. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment. Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.